PM in the middle. Once the left arm quarter speed drives about 100 yards and then puts through the main face. Turn left and side of the gate and follow the trend to the top at the opposite end of Diamond Street. This is a 3-2-9 National Park site in Grand Park City, located at 17:10 a.m. on the radio dial. Welcome to the 3-2-9 National Park site. Please attend open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the city of Springfield. Come watch the Palace Run, known to Americans from George Washington to John F. Kennedy. A man and woman who, with their hands on the front of genius, worked for the shape America's destiny. For about 174 years, this was the center of small arms manufacture for the U.S. military. Today, it is both a national fair site administered by the National Park Service in the hands of Springfield. With a wide variety of experiences here, the visitors of all ages to the center will come and see for yourself the experience of brand unique museum displays, public programs, notable collections and archives, children's activities, and internet resources. The museum includes the world's most extensive collection of historic U.S. military firearms, many of which will be viewed in the museum, alongside truly unique industrial history with all of this bacterial side with free time. And serve an oasis overlooking the city of Springfield and the Connecticut River Valley. Since the closure of the Army in 1968, this National Historic Landmark has been co-owned and managed by the U.S. National Park Service and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is home to Springfield Technical Technology College. Founded in 1967, SCCC is a national source of nuclear technology in Massachusetts. As the only technical community college in Massachusetts, SCCC offers a variety of career programs in the country. Driving on the Massachusetts Turnpike Route 90, please take Postal 4 from the Turnpike and follow the ramp to I-91 Southbound. There is an hourly sign on I-91. As you drive north on Route 91, take Postal 6 and go to the second traffic light before turning right on Street 3. Drive south on Route 91, take Postal 7. In both cases, drive east about 5 p.m. in the city of Springfield. Come watch the hallowed ground known to Americans from George Washington to John F. Kennedy and the legions of men and women who, with their hands on the front of genius, worked for the shape America's destiny. For about 174 years, this was the center of small arms manufacture for the U.S. military. Today, it is both a national historic site administered by the National Park Service and the home of Springfield Technical Community College. There's a wide variety of experiences here for visitors of all ages to discover, so come and see for yourself the experience of brand unique museum displays, public programs, notable collections and archives, children's activities, and internet resources.
The museum includes the world's most extensive collection of historic U.S. military firearms, many of which can be viewed in the museum, alongside four unique industrial history driven artifacts, by previous tribes with three parties. And be sure to see the new and exciting special exhibit titled Steampunk Springfield Armory, Reimagining the Nation's Weaponry. Then, history, technology, and art, and you'll end up with a wild, really interesting exhibit of steampunk. The exhibition features reimagined weapons, drawings, and two machines paired with authentic weapons from the Army's historic weapons team. Today, Springfield Armory National Historic Site contains an exhibit with cultural history from the original buildings on the historic grounds. It's many key nurses, walking trails, and cultural landscapes and publicity. Since the closure of the Army in 1968, this National Historic Landmark has been co-owned and managed by the U.S. National Park Service and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is home to 24 separate Thank you.